This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 1,800 Coloradans died of a drug overdose in Colorado last year. That's according to preliminary data from the state. In that same time frame, Colorado got more than $14.5 million in opioid settlement funds meant to help prevent those deaths in the future. The Naloxone Fund is one of the organizations that got money. Its executive director is Rachel Duncan.
I hope that the impact is one where we really see a future where no one dies from an overdose. Those are very preventable, tragic deaths.
Duncan says the fund helped train paramedics, police, and crisis teams to identify at-risk people and distribute the opioid overdose reversal drug. New students attending the University of Colorado will pay 3% higher tuition. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Board of Regents approved the increases Friday. Currently, tuition is nearly $12,000. Out-of-state tuition will increase 4%. Only new students would see the increase. Continuing students have a tuition guarantee that holds their rate. Residence and dining hall fees will also increase. Earlier in the year, colleges were bracing for higher tuition. Officials thank state lawmakers for boosting funding 9% this year. Chief Financial Officer Chad Maturano.
And the direct result of that investment from the state is our ability to keep tuition in check.
Regents also approved a 4% increase in the pool for merit pay raises for faculty and staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
That's the sound of excited hockey fans as the University of Denver's men's hockey team won their 10th NCAA championship Saturday. DU beat Boston College 2-0. We caught up with fans at a bar just off campus in Denver. The celebration continues tonight at DU's Magnus Arena, where fans can get team members' autographs and have their picture taken with the championship trophy. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.